Thank you, Bruce. Right, now there are things that you can pick up today and use, hopefully very fruitful. This is what would be lovely for the food bank for Christmas, especially. Today is the third Sunday, but when it comes to the Christmas one, that's what these are more about. Yes? Right. So that will help you with that. And these other ones are about Christmas. Christmas, you might say. Well, it's nearly here. These give all the details of all that's going on, and the idea is you can give them out to people, and if you've got room to put a poster up, and Bruce has just kindly said that if you want this one this way, he can do it. If you want this one this way, he can do it. That's a bit complicated for Rita, but I think the rest of you know. Right, so it's important because this is a way of reaching other people. And the other thing I do want to say to you is that after long last, it's been confirmed we have got the site for the porter cabin. And the porter cabin gentleman has got one of his colleagues who's going to contact me and come and see the site. So, and we are in the midst of preparing a big application for the funds. As you know, it's quite expensive, but I believe very much this is what God wanted on this estate. A place where people in the community can meet. And that being so, it gives us a wonderful opportunity to share our faith with people who use that centre. So there we are. We are moving, but we've come to worship, so over to Ginny.
Lord, thank you. You know how our weeks have gone. You know how our mornings have gone. And Lord, as we come together to worship you with our brothers and sisters, we thank you for the love between us. And we come here to celebrate what you've done in our lives. And Lord, this morning, after reflecting this week, I really want to thank you for those in our lives who led us to you. As we look in Thessalonians, Paul and the others bringing the gospel, we thank you for those who shared the gospel with us. And we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for those who translated it into our language that we can understand it. So, Lord, we have so much to thank you for, so much to celebrate, and of course, all that you did for us on the cross in bringing us to a forgiven and new life in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, we're going to start with "Come Now Is the Time to Worship," and I love those lines. "Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now." So we have him now. We're not going to wait till the last minute. We have him now. So thank you, Jesus. And we'll go straight into, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? And those lines, my chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own.
Slight technical hitch. Oh my days, they're all alive. So is Jesus, so that's okay. It's all good. It's all good. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Are we working?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to time to give.
Amazing love, how can
before we come to prayer, something I meant us to do at the beginning, and that is to sing Happy Birthday to Jean, whose birthday it is actually today. So if we can do that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jean. Happy birthday to you.
And now our time of prayer is divided into two. First, Rita is going to lead us in prayer. Over to Rita.
Heavenly Father, it's just, I can pray at home, I know, but there's people I want to pray for in company, like this morning with other Christians. The one family, the grandmother's very ill, the mother's got cancer in the stomach, and the daughter, she just got married. She's just completely lost. She doesn't know what to do, which way to turn. So I bring them all before you, Lord. Pray for your healing touch upon the family, Lord. And also, Lord, pray for Sarah Crosby, Lord. We know her problems, and I ask you to bless her and help her through this time, and may it not be long before she's back on her feet again and able to work, hopefully. Remembering April before you, last week she was in agony again and still not heard anything, and each time she rings the hospital they just seem to put her off. And I pray for her. Pray for this lady called Anne Penn from Harlow in Essex. She knows John Carr, who came to the gig. She's got so many problems as well, and I thank you that I've been able to text her and be in contact with her. She's not a young person at all either, but she does need you. She needs prayer, so I bring her before you too, Lord. Pray for Stuart. Thank you that he's home again, but it's not easy for Jean, I'm sure, but bless them and help them, I pray. Richard, I pray for Richard. I ask you to touch his eyes, Lord, and put the healing before him, Lord. And anyone else who has problems, Lord. Pray for Brian's son, David. Pray for healing for him. Pray for Bruce and Eunice, Lord, and all we meet here at our little church gathering. Thank you for the love we have for each other. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Father God, who prays and with thanksgiving. I give these prayers to you. Amen.
We do thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer, and for the privilege that it gives to us. For we are able to come to you any time, and you are always ready to hear our prayer. May we desire to use prayer to strengthen our relationship with you, Lord, both as a church and as individuals. We bring our ministry to you. May we always seek to accept your leadership. And we thank you because you are our rock, our strength, our wisdom, and our guide. You are a God of love. In fact, of your love there is no equal. We pray that your presence and your love will reach all people. Leaders, teachers, healers, carers, and all people worldwide. May they be encouraged to listen to you, to learn all about you and your redeeming love. may we do all that we can to bring people to you, so that your kingdom will be extended and the world will be filled with your love and with your peace. Lord, we bring to you those of our wider family who need special care at this time. Yes, we think again of David, Brian's son. We think of April. We think of John and Margaret. We think of Richard. We think of Stuart and Jean. Lord, be with them. Be with us. Be all that we need, Lord. We love you, and we thank you that you love us. So, Lord, would you bless us in our ministry? Would you open many new doors so that we might be where you want us to be and doing what you want us to do? We pray this in the name of Jesus, our wonderful Saviour. Amen. Thank you, Julie.
So, we're going to sing, Let There Be Love Shared Among Us. And we know, you know, the enemy doesn't like relationships, and especially among believers. So, let there be love shared among us.
Let there be love shared among us. Let there be love in
chapter 2, starting at verse 13. We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own countrymen the same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to all men in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But brothers, when you were torn away from you for a short time in person, not in thought. Out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again. But Satan stopped us. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
When we come to the Lord, it's not always plain sailing, is it? But we know who we are in him. And we have his word. And if we're feeling afraid, I think we've lost our way, he's still there, right beside us. And sometimes our hearts wander, but he'll be our guide and hold our hands and keep us on the way. So we're going to sing, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, my path. Thy word unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path. You're the light unto my
You may wonder why the title is Growing Pains, but I'm sure you will soon realize why I've given this message that title. First of all then, looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, looking at verses 13 to 20 as were read to us, number one that I want to share with you is God's Word within us. God's Word within us. Chapter 2 and verse 13. It was not easy to be a Christian in Thessalonica, where believers faced persecution and suffering, and their experience explains Paul's choice of words. He used affliction, which means pressure from various circumstances. He used the word suffered, the same word, of course, that was used for our Lord's suffering. And he used the word persecuted, meaning they were driven out and rejected. And yet, in the midst of suffering, the Thessalonian Christians experienced joy. Do we experience joy when we suffer for the Lord? They received Paul's ministry of the word in much affliction, but with joy of the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul was certainly burdened for his brethren. He knew they were going through suffering, and yet he also had joy. It was a fulfillment of our Lord's promise. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's the Lord's promise to us. Look, churches do experience growing pains as they seek to win the lost and glorify God. We may not experience the same kind of political and religious persecution that the early Christians suffered, though, of course, in some parts of the world today, that persecution is there, just as it was then. Yet, if we are living godly in Jesus, we shall suffer for his sake. That's why we suffer. Paul explained the divine resources that we have in times of suffering and persecution. We need those resources. So what are they? Well, number two, verses 14 to 16, God's people around us. Now, I know, I have found sometimes that suffering people can become very self-centered, and they think they're the only one going through the furnace, the only one going through the suffering. But you know, everyone goes through the normal human suffering, such as sickness, pain, bereavement. But I am referring to the suffering we endure because we are Christians. because we believe and have accepted Christ and all that that means. But you know, my friends, perhaps your family has disowned you because of your faith. Or perhaps you have been bypassed for a promotion at work. Perhaps you are, that is because you are a Christian. You know, these experiences hurt, but they're not ours alone. Oh no, they are not ours alone. Other Christians are going through the same trials, and many in other parts of the world face much greater difficulty than we might. Paul encouraged the suffering Christians by assuring them that the experiences that they were going through were not new, and nor were they isolated. Others had suffered before and were even suffering then. The churches in Judea had not been exterminated by suffering. They had been purified and increased. In other words, the suffering didn't stop them, but they were purified and they increased. And here you see is one of the great values of the local church. We are to stand together in times of difficulty and encourage one another. And so I give you now number three, and that is God's glory before us. Yes, God's glory before us, verses 17 to 20. You know, Paul did not look back and give in to regret and remorse. Oh no. Instead, he looked ahead and he rejoiced. For the Christians, the best is yet to come, isn't it? The best is yet to come. Paul looked ahead by faith and he saw his friends in the presence of Jesus Christ in glory. You know, in times of trouble and testing, it is important that we take the long view of things. Paul lived in the future tense as well as in the present. His actions were governed by what God would do in the future. He knew that Jesus would return and reward him for his faithful ministry. And on that day, the saints from Thessalonica would bring glory to God and to joy to Paul's heart. So as the familiar song says, it will be worth it all. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Will, won't it? Yes. The fact that God promises rewards to us is another evidence of his grace. Because let's be honest, God could demand our service and supply on the basis of all that he's done for us. Our motive for serving him is love. It is in his grace. He gives us rewards so that we may have something to give him in return. You know, when the Christians at Thessalonica read this letter, it must have encouraged them tremendously. There was Paul encouraging them in what for them was a very difficult time. They were going through immense persecution and suffering, and perhaps some of them may have been tempted to give up. Don't give up, Paul encourages them. Lay hold of the spiritual resources you have in Jesus Christ. Well, that was great advice, wasn't it? Don't give up. but lay hold of the spiritual resources that you have in Jesus Christ. So, you know, when we're feeling a bit down, when people, could be family, friends, don't like us because of our faith, what if we go to someone and try to share the love of Jesus and they shun us? Let us lay hold of the fact that we have spiritual resources that come from Jesus and Jesus alone. You know, the believers did not only hear the word, they took it into their inner person and they made it part of their lives. In other words, they applied the word of God, not just read it. They applied the word of God. They obeyed the word by faith, and the word went into their lives. So let me remind you, let me remind myself, that it is not enough to appreciate the word or first to receive it. Oh no, we mean to do more than that. We must apply the word in our lives and be enthusiastic doers of the word. Not just obey it, but be enthusiastic doers of God's word. So I want to finish with this. A, we have the word of God within us. B, we have the people of God around us. And C, we have the glory of God before us. Praise be to God. Amen.
So as Bruce has just been saying about the resources we have, we can stand on the promises of Christ our King. And as we've already said, we have his living word to do that with. So we're going to sing Standing on the Promises of Christ my King.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the hell is gone to doubt the nearest veil, by the living blood of Christ I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, promises of God, standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present ending in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. On the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing. promises of God. Stand on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting on my Saviour as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. The promises of God, my Saviour, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
I will sing the wondrous story. Sorry, Brian, it's not one of the ones on your list. But we had a lovely backing track to this. And apologies to Richard and to Bruce. We've been back and forthing all week. But I really wanted to sing the line, made by grace for glory meet. And I think when I transferred it somewhere along the line, I made it made for grace by glory meet. So I think we should be singing made by grace for glory meet. Anyway, the good news is we have his grace and we're going to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus
I'm safely led.
join together to say the grace. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't talk to me about dogs.
Oh dear.